Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A new book by Ronan Farrow makes new allegations against former Today Show host Matt Lauer. In Catch and Kill, Farrow says former NBC News employee Brooke Nevels claims that she was raped by Lauer in his hotel room at the Sochi Olympics 5 years ago. She says she also had consensual sexual encounters back in New York. Lauer says in a statement sent through his lawyer today that all the sex was consensual, and he describes Nevels as an enthusiastic and willing partner. Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie addressed the allegations.
It's just very painful for all of us at NBC and who are at the Today Show. And, it's very, very, very difficult.
NBC News President Andy Lack says they are committed to making their workplace a safe one. Cops are looking for a rapist who preyed on a woman from Yonkers who'd become lost in Hell's Kitchen.
A wolf in sheep's clothing harkens back to the Bible, but there he was in the wee hours Sunday, walking the lost 31-year-old woman west from Broadway on 51st. Police say the predator, pretending to be a good Samaritan, forced the woman into the basement of a building near 9th Avenue, where he forced himself on her. Angel, walking alone in the dark early this morning, says she's always felt safe here, but she's noticed a change.
But the city has progressively become more dangerous as of late anyway, so.
Why do you say that?
Well, a lot of homelessness, a lot of people walking around aimlessly.
The rapist was last seen running back towards Midtown. If you have any information, help the police out by calling 1-800-577-TIPS. John Montone, 1010 Winds, in Hell's Kitchen.
You can see surveillance camera video of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Police conducted raids this morning on the homes of alleged members of the Trinitarios gang in the Bronx. Sources tell 1010 Winds at least 20 gangbangers were targeted. One of those nabbed is identified as the current leader of the Los Churros branch of the Trinitarios. Its former leader and some other members were charged in the murder of 15-year-old Junior Guzman outside a Bronx bodega last year. Five people have been convicted so far. In today's raids, the suspects will be charged with stabbings and assaults dating back to 2017, including the stabbing of a 14-year-old boy just 2 days before Guzman was killed, and a case where the victim was stabbed more than 10 times. There's been another luring incident, this one in the Bronx.
We have surveillance photos of the man cops are looking for. It's around 8:30 Tuesday morning when this 10-year-old boy was walking on West Tremen and Montgomery Avenues to school just a couple blocks away when a man started talking to him and then motioned to him to hop in his car. The boy knew what to do. He ran, got to school a few blocks away, and told his teacher what had happened. On the block, talking about it.
Well, I have an 11-year-old. You could do anything you want to me. I could brush the dirt off my shoulder. I'm a big boy. But if you touch my children, you can't say sorry to me because you knew what you was doing before you did it.
See the images of that suspect at 1010winds.com. Any tips, of course, call Crime Stoppers. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, Morris Heights section of the Bronx.
The car is described as a white two-door Scion. Twitter says it was a mistake, but the company admits it used phone numbers and email addresses that people provided for security purposes to let advertisers match people to their own marketing lists. Twitter doesn't say how many people were affected. The company says it did not share personal data with advertisers or other third parties and has fixed the problem that made this possible. Today is Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Last evening, anti-Semitic hate symbols were discovered at a Holocaust memorial in White Plains. Westchester County Executive George Latimer says he's ordered stepped-up police patrols. He says detectives are going over surveillance camera video in the area. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran and Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder have announced the death of an off-duty police officer. Newsday reports the 27-year-old officer, whose name has not been released, took his own life at his home in Massapequa on Monday. There's been a growing focus on depression and other mental health issues for police officers. Curran says the department's peer support and employee assistance office will provide counseling to all department and family members who need it. 11 active or retired NYPD officers have taken their lives this year, prompting Commissioner James O'Neill to declare a mental health emergency. There could be a new trend for sports arenas. The Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia has a rage room. That's a room where frustrated Flyer fans can go to break stuff. Participants wearing protective gear can smash, break, and unleash their rage upon everyday items like TVs and dishes, using bats, sledgehammers, and more. The Rage Room officially opens tonight for the Flyers' home opener against the Devils.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.